From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump called Monday for a $54 billion annual increase in defense spending. He described the 10% jump as a landmark event aimed at assuring the world of, in his words, American strength, security, and resolve. The president said the United States has to start, in his words, winning wars again. Mr. Trump told the nation's governors that he will outline his spending priorities in greater detail in an address to Congress Tuesday. Syrian opposition activists say 11 people were killed Monday by airstrikes on rebel-held Idlib province. They also say pro-government forces Monday drove out Islamic State forces from villages near the Turkish frontier, thus blocking Turkish-backed forces from reaching the de facto IS capital, Raqqa. Those reports not independently confirmed. Iraqi forces battling Islamic State militants reached a key bridge in the city of Mosul. They are pushing forward with their week-old offensive to clear IS from the western side of the city. Officials said pro-government forces were in control of a section of what was known as the Fourth Bridge, or the southernmost bridge across the Tigris River. The United Nations has described a humanitarian crisis in the area, with people facing severe shortages of food, fuel, and medical supplies. Japanese auto parts maker Takata pleaded guilty Monday to a criminal charge of fraud. The plea was a part of an agreement under which the company will pay a $1 billion penalty for hiding evidence of a deadly defect in millions of its automotive airbags. Lawyers for Takata admitted in a federal court in Detroit that the company concealed the evidence. The defect has been linked to 16 deaths. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers of both political parties say President Donald Trump should affirm America's longstanding international commitments in his speech to Congress Tuesday. Michael Bowman reports.
Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes President Trump charts a way forward on health care reform. But he told VOA that international matters also merit attention.
The more he can affirm our strong commitment to our transatlantic alliances, NATO in particular, I think that would be very welcome news to a lot of our European allies and to our, you know, our military all over the world, too.
Democrat Chris Van Hollen agrees.
He needs to make it clear that the United States stands up for human rights around the world, that we will support our allies, that we will not be collaborators with the Russians.
Trump's speech comes one day after the White House proposed a significant boost in U.S. military spending. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Cambodia's government has threatened to expel several media outlets, including The Voice of America, and is using U.S. President Donald Trump's criticism of the press as justification. A spokesman for Cambodia's cabinet threatened to take action against the media outlets, which he said are threatening the country's peace and stability. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee said Monday he has seen no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's campaign and Russian agents. Congressman Devin Nunes told reporters he has no plans to expand an investigation that is already underway.
We do need to have some scrutiny put on to the Russian government, and we do need to know if there are any Americans that are talking to the Russians. And anybody connected to the Russian government or Russian agents. But at this time, I want to be very careful that we can't just go on a witch hunt against Americans because they appear in a news story somewhere.
However, the top Democrat on that panel, Congressman Adam Schiff, said later that no conclusions have been yet reached on the matter. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday there is nothing to love about the national health care plan championed by his predecessor, Barack Obama. In separate meetings with the country's governors and insurance companies, company executives, Mr. Trump described the 7-year-old Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, as a failed disaster. Gambia's president, Adama Barrow, has replaced the head of his nation's military, as well as several senior officers. The military was key to maintaining the rule of the former president, Yahya Jammeh. The director of prisons was arrested, along with 9 men suspected of being a part of Jammeh's alleged death squads. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade on Tuesday. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.